TheDigitalLifestyle.com presents The Media Centre Show, show 173, Thursday, September 18th, 2008. Show with M Control from Embedded Automation, and this week I'm talking to Martin Vilches from IQ Home, a system installer from Ecuador. Martin is installing Windows Media Center and home automation in homes in Ecuador, and he's using things like MSN integration for controlling Media Center and home automation, and telephone integration, device integration, and controlling Media Center and other devices from things like UMPC. So it's really interesting what Martin is doing, and it's good to hear the story from Ecuador. I've also got your email and a roundup of the news items. So welcome to the show. It's great to have you along. I do appreciate you listening to the show. And I'm going to go straight into the email, and this is from Chris. He says, "Hi Ian, is there any way to integrate Skype with Media Center? It would be nice to have webcam set up as an entertainment unit and be able to have a video phone call right inside Vista Media Center. Do you know if you can do this?" Thanks, Chris. Thanks for the email, Chris. I had a look round, and the only application the only Skype Media Center application I know of is MC Phone. And this is one I think that works back on XP and Vista Media Center. It's probably a HTML application that we talked about on the show a while ago, and it creates some Skype integration with Media Center, so you can see your contacts on there, you can see who's calling, you get caller notification, and a couple of things like that. So that's called MC Phone, and we talked about it on previous shows, so I'll include a link for that in the show notes and you can have a look at that. And I think there's a demo version of that. What is interesting though is that there doesn't seem to be a video conferencing type solution for Media Center that works with something like Skype, where you could have it right built in as a native Media Center application where it can pick up the webcam and you can do video calling, especially considering that say something like when you're using an extender, where would you put the webcam? And but it would be great to see the video up on the TV in either a full screen or a window, or just give us opportunities to do something like that. So hopefully some developer has come up with something, or I've missed something. And if I have, ian@thedigitallifestyle.com is the address, and we'll talk about it on the show. Or if any developers are interested in developing an application for that, that would be really good. So now an email on TV Pack. "Hi, and keep up the good work on the blog and the podcast. I am sold on the idea of getting an OEM computer with two cable card ATI tuners. The problem is, where do I get one? I want to get one with the new Fiji upgrade so I don't have to deal with the inevitability of with DVR-MS issues. But for the life of me, I cannot find anybody out there where to buy one. I read somewhere that Dell is not going to be installing TV Pack on their new units until Windows 7. I want to spend $1,000 to $1,500 for this, by the way. Thanks, Dame." That's the email, Dame. I know a couple of OEMs are installing TV Pack on their Media Center systems. S1 Digital and Fluid are a couple of OEMs that I know are offering TV Pack. So I'll have a look for the link for them in the show notes. They make really good Media Center systems, and hopefully they'd have one in your price range. They are really good quality systems, and I know come with TV Pack. Hopefully other OEMs will look at supporting that further down the line. I don't know what HP's plans are for that at the moment. Of course, I guess you could go for the non-TV Pack version and worry about the DRM issues later down the line when Windows 7 comes, perhaps. Maybe there would even be some kind of conversion tool as Windows 7, I expect, will include the TV Pack anyway. But we'll have to wait and see. But I would check out those links in the show notes anyway. So thanks for all the emails. You can email me, ian@thedigitallifestyle.com. I do like getting your emails. So down to a roundup of a couple of news items from the last week. There's quite a lot of press releases last week, but the first one from Microsoft was talking about TV Pack and Freeview. I think I noticed a Freeview logo once when I was testing TV Feature Pack. Anyway, Microsoft has announced that Windows Media Center is the first PC-based solution to get Freeview certification in combination with the Hopper WinTV HVR 2200 dual tuner. Freeview is the DVB-T standard in the UK, which is a free over-the-air digital terrestrial television, and a lot of TVs and set-top boxes get the official Freeview certification, and it's interesting to see that it's only really now that Media Center gets that certification, and it's in combination with TV Pack as well. It's good to see, and hopefully that there'll perhaps be some marketing about that. I mean, most stores you go into really don't mention Media Center and Freeview, or you know that you can use these things for distributing content around the home. So hopefully we'll see that some stuff like that with the official logo on. I was watching some of the TechCrunch 50 demos. TechCrunch 50 is kind of a show for showing off internet startups, where 50 companies get to pitch their Web 2.0 based startups. And while I was watching through these, I noticed Ting's application, which is a kind of widget-based service that works with macOS, X, iPhone, and Windows Media Center. And things like recipes, shopping lists, movie show times, notes. And the idea is all these things synchronize together, so you can have some of these widgets that you only have on Media Center, some that share between your Media Center and macOS and iPhone. But it was great to see that a startup targeting Media Center as a platform for development, and that, I mean, it makes sense because Media Center is a great way of getting internet content on the TV. The service is not in beta yet, but you can sign up for it. There's a link for that in the show notes, and hopefully we'll talk with Tings on a future show. And talking about widgets and gadgets, you may remember the beta of the Windows Media Center gadget for Sideshow that was released back in July. Well, Microsoft have put out the release candidate of the gadget, and it looks like it's now going to support extenders. So there's an updated version of Microsoft Connect, where and the final version will be on the Microsoft Gadget site. So this will be if you've got a Sideshow device, which could be a Windows mobile phone, because you can get a Sideshow beta platform for that. You can control Media Center and including extenders from that unit, so that sounds pretty good. So maybe the Rika Vision remote will be using that gadget. Oh, just a word of warning though, if you do get that, apparently it doesn't work with it, or it won't install on TV Pack, but I'm sure they'll have that fixed for the release version. Another press release from Microsoft following on about their Freeview certification is they put out a press release talking about PBDA, Protected Broadcast Architecture. And they say that PBDA is the successor to BDA, which is the current sort of driver model for TV tuners in Media Center, and it's going to bring PC solutions for pay TV next year. So I'm not sure what channels they're talking about, but I think there's some European channels. Well, it would be great to see if we could see something like Sky support built into Media Center, and it looks like TV Pack is a feature or a core of that. Have a look at the full article. The link for that is in the show notes. One thing we all hate is the restrictions put on us by DRM, and the especially when you've got legitimate purchase content and you want to share it between devices. eWeek are reporting that a consortium including Microsoft is working together to create a digital ecosystem for sharing content. Details are going to be released at CS in January. Hopefully Media Center has a part to play in that. The vision is buy once, play anywhere. Which would be great if you could buy a video or music from Xbox Live, watch it on your Zune or Media Center, and share content between the two. It's quite a good list. There's content providers, there's OEMs, there's HPs on there, Microsoft. So again, links for that in the show notes. One absence on the list is Apple. The other week I put out a video of Vidabox's new wireless premium keyboard. This is the wireless keyboard that you can plug in via a USB dongle into any of the PCs, and it pairs up, and you can use it as a really nice remote keyboard, a lot better than the old Media Center remote keyboard of the XP days. So far I really like the keyboard. I like the fact you can just plug the dongle in. and start using it. So I've put loads of my, I've got two machines set up at the moment, and I've put the keyboards away and just used the VideoBox keyboard and swapped the dongle between the two, rather than having keyboards lying everywhere. But I just wanted to let you know that if you want to get 10% off the $69.99 retail price, just use the coupon code Digital Lifestyle, and I said you get 10% off there. So thanks to the VideoBox for providing us with that. But one thing I want to mention as well, not directly Media Center related, is I picked up a netbook. These are the tiny low-cost PCs, also known as ultra low-cost PCs. There's been a lot of hype about over the last year with things like the EPC. So I picked one of those up. I actually got an EPC off eBay for under 150 quid, so pretty much a bargain. It just has a gig of RAM and two 4 gig hard drives. But it came with Linux, which I was quite impressed with. And the built-in apps like Firefox and Skype seemed to work quite well, and it was fast to boot up. But I thought I'd try XP on it, because I wanted to try XP, and I also wanted to pair up the device via Bluetooth dongle with my phone, to use my phone as Windows mobile phone as a modem. So ASUS supplied the XP driver, so I was able to get XP installed. I did install Media Center Edition, but so far I've been able to get Media Center working. I think it's a DirectX issue, so I'll keep working on that. But as a small laptop for connecting to the web, it's pretty good actually. I've been using Live Mesh to take care of the syncing, and Firefox for the browsing, and it works great. Skype works, video calls work. It's a bit strange going back to XP, because I miss a lot of the Vista functions, especially the search box where you can just type the app name. I really do miss that. But it's really nice. I think so far the people I've shown it to all really like that, much better than the UMPC, which it was always my choice of a portable gadget. But I think the UMPC might be staying at home now more, and the EPC coming out with me, because it's just so convenient, and from standby it's on in a couple of seconds, so it's a really nice unit. But going to try and get some media stuff on it, and see what I can do with it. Back in March, Microsoft announced a competition to win a digital home makeover, complete with extenders, media center. And this week Microsoft announced the winner and produced a video of the makeover. The home is powered by Windows Media Center, Extender, Zune, Home Server and big TVs. So to enter, you had to produce a short video showing why you needed a digital makeover, and that video is in the show notes, a link to that's in the show notes. And also a link to the makeover video that shows all this kit going in. And look out for the 58-inch plasma kit to the Xbox 360. I think the video is nice. It shows how Media Center can create a digital lifestyle that's not too complicated. Yeah, I mean, they were going high-end with 58-inch TVs, but all the stuff was pretty much standard off-the-shelf parts, and you know, there was nothing too high-end. So good. Check out that link for that in the show notes. Finally, I want to mention about the Zune. Zune 3.0 software is out for Windows, and the Zune firmware as well for the devices. I think it's pretty good that Microsoft is still supporting the original Zunes. I updated my original Zune 30 with the latest update, and it's working really well. It's got games on there. There's a marketplace for downloading content directly from the Zune, and Microsoft announced some deal with that they're going to be offering free Wi-Fi for Marketplace with Zunes at some McDonald's restaurants in the US, so have a look for that. I'll link in the show notes. But overall, the Zune stuff looks nice. Anyway, I haven't really had a chance to check everything out, but one thing I did test was that it now fixes the problem of syncing recorded TV files from TV Feature Pack with Zune. Because that's since I installed TV Feature Pack on one of my machines, anything that was recorded, which now show up as WTV files and not the DVRMS files from the standard version of Media Center, those WTV files wouldn't sync with Zune, and version 3 solves that problem. And yes, they still take ages to copy over, but it does work. So you can find the links for everything we've talked about in the show notes on thedigitallifestyle.com. The email address for the show is ian@thedigitallifestyle.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/isdixon, and I'll follow you back. I'm going to warn you, it's addictive, and there's quite a few Media Center MVPs on there now. Oh, before we go to interview as well, I wanted to mention about user reviews. I'm looking for more add-in reviews to put on the DiskLifestyle.com, and this could be for any media center related add-in, whether it's a shareware, a free, or a purchase one. I'm looking for a short, you know, a couple paragraph reviews with a sort of summary of what the application does, and I want to pull those and put those on the website to help out new users. So if you're interested in doing that, drop me an email, ian@thedigitallifestyle.com. For the reviews, I'm going to try and include some either software or some reward for you, not just getting your name up on the site. So now it's time for the interview, and so welcome to the show, Martin Vilches from Ecuador. Martin, welcome to the Media Center show.
Brilliant. It's a pleasure to be in the show.
It's great to talk to you today from live from Ecuador. You see, it's probably the second show done from South America, but the first one from Ecuador.
Oh, that's great. That's good to know.
And it's it was a surprise when I got your email, really, that, you know, that Media Center has got traction down there. But we talked via email first about the fact that you're using and installing Media Center and home automation solutions. But so give us a background on you and the kind of stuff that you're doing.
Yeah, sure. Well, Media Center is not well known here. I mean, of course, everybody has a computer, but not everybody's having and using Media Center in their homes. So we do home automation, and we feel like Media Center is already a great platform, an entertainment platform. And so what we do is that we try to add a new component here to use home automation, and combining those two things, you can have a great platform having home automation and also entertainment. So we feel that is a great way to do it, and it is also a very affordable way to do it, especially here in Ecuador. I mean, this is a market where not everyone is able and willing and able to do big and great projects. So having Media Center in place, it's a great way to start doing this kind of stuff.
So first, tell us about the Media Center penetration in Ecuador, though. So how? So how common is it for people to use Media Center?
Not that common, to be honest. Not that common at all. I believe that with Vista right now, that Media Center comes with Vista already built in. That could help a lot. But it is not common, and at least we've find out that in every installation we use Media Center, they take it like something new, and they haven't heard or seen that before. So it's not like something that they had in present. They really don't know about it.
And what's the how well supported is it in terms from Microsoft? Is there a program guide, and is there the right TV formats for you?
Well, no, not at all. With TV, there's no other TV guide. So that's something that we would like to work with the cable companies here to see if they can support it and try to add the TV guide. TV formats, that's not a good stuff here. We don't have any cable card PCs, so we just have analog TV with a cable box plugged directly to the PC, and that in the 4:3 format, we don't have HD TV right now at present time. So it's not that. It's not that good right now.
Mm. And so is there things like digital TV coming in Ecuador?
Well, they're already making tests. I've heard about it, but. We do have, for example, DirecTV and that kind of stuff, but not HD yet.
So you're using either an analog card or an analog capturing the output of a set-top box?
Right. We install the analog TV tuners in the PC, and we use the IR receiver from Media Center to make them talk together.
So what kind you're selling the Media Center systems and doing the home automation. What kind of installations are you doing? So what kind of people are you installing these for?
We're working in residential market, residential market, basically, and so we install the media center as the host computer and the main server, and we try to use extenders with Xbox or so. And what we do is that in that main server, that main PC with media center, we install an add-on software. Which is Superna to control your home. So basically, we're adding anything that could be controlled that has a communication protocol to control. So lighting control, audio distribution, HVAC system, security, window shades, and so on.
Right, I see. So where you're installing the media center systems, you're also installing the home automation software at the same time.
Right. We do that at the same time, and as I said before, so they can already. I mean, Media Center already has a great. It is a great platform for entertainment. So they already have music, movies, TV, whatever. And so what we do is we install an add-on so that they can also have control of the home.
Are they kind of like what I'd sort of call the high-end market? So these are people that are paying for the premium of using a media center and a PC-based system.
Right. The high-end market here is not that big. We've installed this kind of systems in a range of I don't know from homes like about 1600 square feet to up. I mean up. So and we do use some other components. For example, we use great audio systems and speakers. So we try to pull this together so that at the end. The customer has a great solution, but using Media Center as a center of a stuff.
In terms of the hardware, the PCs, are these ones that you're building yourselves, or are you buying them sort of from your Dells and those kind of manufacturers?
Well, we try to build it here. What we do, basically because of import duties and taxes. So what we do is we buy home theater cases, home theater PC cases, and we try to. Build a PC here.
Right. So are you importing the components and then assembling them yourselves?
Right. Sometimes some of the components we can find it here, find them here, and some others don't. For example, TV tuner cards. So we can find that here, but some of them are not compatible with Media Center. So sometimes we like to import the cards, but most of the components we can find it here, and we just assemble the PC here in Ecuador.
And then the reason why we're talking is I think it was quite some time ago, and I thought I asked for sort of how people are using home automation, and you replied. So you're installing home automation. So just tell us what software you're using. You mentioned the Superna.
Right, we're using Superna at the moment. We've used other software, of course, for Media Center, like M Control, which is also great software. What we like about Superna is it's a very flexible platform. I mean, you can build any driver. They call it drivers for communicating to any device that has a communication port. So that way, if Superna comes with a lot of drivers. Built in, but if they don't have the driver you want, so you can just create it yourself and start communicating to your own devices. So basically, as I told you before, we've been communicating with the most common devices you use at home. And what we like about it is that as I told you, it's a very very flexible. It can work, of course, in a PC. So if you don't have Media Center and you just have a PC in any corner of your home, you can use it as a host controller and start doing home automation. Of course, we always try to pull everything together and use Media Center as a center of a thing. Another great thing about it is that the interfaces that you can create custom interfaces. So I think I sent you some sample screens. We created it is very personalized depending on the customer. So if one customer wants I don't know any color, any type of button, any text in the screen, we can create it for them so it can be easier to control your home. It is also very flexible in the way that you can integrate with third-party softwares. We've been creative, for example, integration with IVR softwares and, for example, with MSN Messenger, so that we can send a message to an MSN Messenger account, which is your home, and you can control your home through the Messenger. An IVR software, as I tell you, you can call your home and there's a little list of options that you can just press a button and the house will take action of what you just said. So that way you can create very very it's a very very flexible platform. And of course using Media Center as a host controller.
I looked at some of the screenshots you sent me. They look pretty nice, and like you said, they seem flexible. But Tell us about the MSN integration. So what kind of stuff can you do with that?
Well, basically, you can do whatever you have, whatever you control in Supernet, you can do it with a Messenger. This is actually something that I just was, one day was Googling in the internet, and I found a software which was made for X10 devices. I think it's software that has many years now. And one good thing about that software, which is called Extend Trigger, I think, Extend Dispatcher. Okay, one good thing about it, because I didn't use any of the Extend things, but one great feature is that it could let you create an account, an MSN account, and you can create macros. So that when you send a message from anywhere in your computer, in your Messenger, to the home, it will react and will dispatch that macro. Okay, so basically what we do is that in Supernet we created executable files that contain all the codes to whatever you want to control. So if you want to turn on your, I don't know, your HVAC system or your lights or your music, we create those batch files. We convert it to exe files, and then in that program I just load it as a macro, and it works. It works really good. It's a great integration that we've been able to do with Supernet.
Right, so you could add the MSN account to your own MSN contact list, and then you could send that a message which then runs a program remotely on your Media Center machine.
Right. Basically, you have your own MSN account, and your house, in your home, you have created an MSN account for your home. So you add it to your contact list, and as soon as you have it, you can start sending the documents.
Oh, that's excellent. So from MSN, you could say, you know, turn on the heating, turn off the heating, put the lights on, whatever, turn all the power lights off, just for using Messenger.
Right. That's right. And the great thing is it's in Supernet. For example, if I do it from my office in my home, I can see for example in Media Center screen, I can see all the action. So it is a two-way thing. So if I do it in by a Messenger, I can see in the Media Center screen that for example the lights went on and now it's in 90% on, for example.
And so can you set this two-way interaction so that it could send you a message back? So say a home security event was triggered, it could send you a message back.
Right. You can do it. It is a built-in feature of that software that I mentioned before. So you can do it.
Right. That's really nice. I like that idea of kind of you having your Messenger as your assistant, and you can just keep sending messages to it, and it'll activate the home, you know. And I guess you don't have to worry about network connections or getting a good connection to your machine, because the MSN Messenger handles all that.
Right. You just have to have an internet connection always on. That's it. But it is a great way to control your home, especially if you are away. And also, as you know, in most cellular phones, you have a messenger as well. So you can just send a message from your phone, and your home will react.
And I guess it's similar that you've got you mentioned the telephone integration, so that you can use an IVR and trigger events the same way through the phone system.
It is exactly the same way. We use the same files with the same commands we've created in Superna, and it will work the same way. We have also done with SMS messages in cellular phones. We can do it the same way. So, for example, if my window is open, I can receive a message from my phone. Just the same way with the other things we've been integrating.
That's really good. That's another nice way of integrating with it. And you mentioned about device integration. So have you put things like touch panels in,
right,
and things like that?
Right. Since we use Media Center as a host controller, what we've been doing is to put touch panels, but they have to be connected to the computer. Or another thing is that we use UMPCs a lot. We use UMPCs a lot. So Superna has basically, you can run it in any PC. So they have licenses for PC, for Media Center PCs, and also for PDAs. So we've been using touch panels. We've been using UMPCs, and basically any display in your home. We tend to connect extenders, as I told you before, in each room. So you have your main computer, which is a Media Center PC. You have extenders in your home in any room that you want. You have UMPCs that you can control your home wirelessly, and also PDA if you want.
I mean, this sounds a pretty sophisticated setup that you're installing here, then.
Yeah, it keep it simple and keeping it simple, and I think that it's great. I mean, it's working great, and we've been doing very large projects using this software, and no complaints at all at the moment.
Are you then adding third-party applications to it? So you're looking at some of the free and some of the other sort of third-party developed applications that you can put into Media Center.
Yeah, we've been testing. We try to use weather applications, all like third-party applications, and all the most common applications, so the customer can have all that in the same installation. Yes.
Yeah, I suppose the weather applications and some of these. And what about sort of the My Movies kind of thing, where people is that something that you're doing? You're kind of getting movies stored on the central server.
Yes, we've done that, but not that much. But we have a couple of customers that wanted us to help them using that stuff. Yes.
And so are your customers then typically PC enthusiasts looking to put a PC solution in, or are they just somebody that wants a, you know, security and home automation system, and so you go in with and put Media Center in as your sort of platform?
Well, most of them are not PC enthusiasts. They basically are customers building their homes, and they want to add home controls to their new constructions. So most of them, we have to teach them how to use this stuff. They wanted to do it because they know it's something new, but most of them, they really don't know much about it. So of course, we try, as I told you before, we try to do all the custom interfaces. We try to do it as simple as it can be, so that they can with a couple of press of buttons, they can do what they are seeking to do.
Right, yeah. And then for support, then, how do you find dealing with support them? Do you have to kind of set remote connections up so that you can log back into their machines and things?
Right. We always do that. We leave the software in their machine, so they can, when they need support, they can just call, and we can access remotely the computer.
Right, I see. And then in terms of how you find the sales, is this something that you've just got to, you know, you get through word of mouth, or are you doing advertising? Because that'd be interesting to understand how sort of people find out about you, because I can't imagine it being a huge thing market that people are searching for.
Right. Word of mouth is great, and in this type of industry, it works really good. But we also have a showroom, so we try to bring people to the showroom, and so they can learn what this industry is about. I mean, I think this is a really, really new industry here in Ecuador. I mean, there's not a lot of people doing this stuff, and so most of the customers they don't know about it. So that's why we created our own showroom, and we try to create a different rooms. It's kind of a little house, so that the people can think about what they will be doing in their own homes. So we have, for example, one bedroom, one living room, we have a little patio, and also we have a dedicated home theater to show to the people.
Whereabouts is your showroom?
Well, we're well located in the city, in a great place, which is a very. It is not like a mall or something like that. It's just a little apartment in a good location in the center of the city. So. But it's not like people can just pass by and they can see a sign, oh, I'm going in. It's not like that. I mean, we try to send invitations. We try to get new customers and bring them to the showroom. We try to go to all the constructions and try to see if they are interested. So then we bring it to the showroom. So it's something that we work that way.
Mm. So it tends to be more new constructions that you would bring people in to show.
Right. We have done some retrofit installations, but most of our customers are new construction customers.
Right, and have you got a website where you with your stuff on?
Right, we have a website which is iqhome.com.ec, and we basically have a. Well, it's in Spanish, of course. We will do an English version of that, but it is a website where you can learn a little bit. So then when you come to the showroom, you know what we are talking about. And we also have in the website we have a little demonstration about the MSN integration we were talking earlier.
Great, I'll include a link for that then in the show notes. And I think it's really good that you're kind of a leading edge installing the media center. And I guess that you just hope for better support with EPG and everything else to really help you sell these units.
Right, of course. But we're keeping our focused on media center. I believe that media center is a great platform already. I hope that Microsoft still support it for a long time, and that's what we will continue to do.
Great. Well, many thanks for your time today. It was really good chatting to you and the first guest from Ecuador, and it's nice to know that this is going around the world and the media center is gaining traction around the world.
Thank you very much, Ian. And it was a really pleasure to be on the show.
Thanks to Martin. The email address for the show is ian@thedigitallifestyle.com. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/isdixon. And don't forget the user reviews and check out all the videos and other blogs on thedigitallifestyle.com. And I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.